Now, where climate itself is concerned, there is convergence there as well. These events that come out of climate-related extreme weather really hurt the fight against poverty and the fight to improve health. This morning, today, there are 4 million refugees who are homeless in the Philippines. And when Super Typhoon Haiyan formed in the windward areas of the Pacific, before it impacting the Philippines, the Pacific Ocean was 3.4 degrees Celsius hotter than normal. 2 years ago, just before Hurricane Sandy hit New York and New Jersey, the windward areas of the Atlantic were 5 degrees Celsius warmer than normal. I think that these extreme weather events, which are now 100 times more common than 30 years ago, are really waking people's awareness all over the world. And I think that is a game changer. And it comes about, of course, because we continue to put 90 million tons of global warming pollution into the atmosphere every day as if it's an open sewer. And the accumulated man-made global warming pollution there now, according to calculations by NASA scientists, trap enough extra heat energy in the Earth's system every day that equivalent to what would be released by 400,000 Hiroshima atomic bombs going off every day. That's why the oceans are warmer. That's why the water, the air is warmer. That's why the droughts are deeper. The floods are bigger. The ice is melting.